Hello, and welcome to Animal Chiropractic Clinic Chatter, a podcast where Dr. O, from All Creatures Every Spine, interviews doctors and animal owners that utilize animal chiropractic to get their unique perspectives. Yes, it's really a thing. Dr. O utilizes his 30 years of experience as both an animal chiropractor and veterinarian, and to dig deep into the discussion of complex issues affecting the lives of your animal friends and companions. Join us for this educational episode.
Helping others experience an abundant life with the gift, heart, and blessing that is animal chiropractic is our sole mission at ACES. It's what we do. It's what we love. It truly is what keeps us motivated to help people just like you. I truly love the art of chiropractic. It drives me to providing the highest level of chiropractic possible. And as fellow chiropractic business owners, it's that love that drives us to become better. However, the reality is that sometimes running a successful business can be challenging. Sometimes there can be obstacles to overcome, right? Yeah, we all know the old saying, if it were easy, everyone would do it. Well, one thing that is really easy is marketing our clinic with a professional animal chiropractic website by the Chiro website pro, Tony Seymour. He's a professional web designer, and his team at the Chiro Website Pro take good care of us. They simply make marketing our practice 100% hassle-free. If you're looking for the number one hands-free way to market your practice, give the Chiro Website Pro a call at 423-779-4630 or simply visit www.chirowebsitepro.com. And make sure you ask them about the special ACES discount. And let them know Dr. O sent you. You'll be glad.
Thanks for joining us for this portion of the episode as Dr. O begins to answer the question, what is animal chiropractic? He will look at how the chiropractic adjustment is a valuable and viable treatment for what ails your animals.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. O. A little different format this morning for what is animal chiropractic. I'm sitting here at a beautiful resort in Lake Tahoe, and we're doing a little vacation. But what is animal chiropractic? You know, it's this awesome thing that removes nervous system interferences and allows the body to heal itself. We've talked to several people here about animal chiropractic when they ask us what we do. And it has been brought to my forefront, especially today, how important it is that we tell everybody we see about the benefits of chiropractic care. About how chiropractic care not only, you know, takes care of some lamenesses, it takes care of some body problems, it aches and pains and slowness, but animal chiropractic and chiropractic in general helps the body heal itself. It takes care of all kinds of problems, okay? And people don't know about it. And if we don't tell them, who will know? If you're an animal chiropractor and you don't tell everybody you know, yep, we're in Reno, never going to see these people again. never going to see their dog. But you know what? We talk to them. We tell them to find an animal chiropractor in their area. You know, we tell them how to find an animal chiropractor in their area. We tell them why. Almost everybody that we talk to is like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that existed. That's amazing. Oh, wow. It would do that for my dog? Yes, it probably would. But what it would do would be definitely make your dog feel better. Oh, wow. So, lady at the restaurant, boom. Guy at the restaurant, boom. Couple people on the walking paths, you know, boom. All right. One lady, 44 years as a hospital administrator. Oh my gosh, animal chiropractic sounds like a great thing. I would really love for my dog to get adjusted because I know she lives a stressed life. She's a therapy dog. I understand that removing that stress would be important. All right, there we go. A win for animal chiropractic. In a person that has a medical paradigm, medical background, we know that animal chiropractic works. We know that it helps. So we talked to one gentleman yesterday. He mentioned that his buddy had a bunch of cattle in Texas. And I mentioned how we did animal chiropractic not only on dogs and horses, but food animals as well. And immediately he jumped in and said, oh my gosh, he said the meat would be so much better. It would decrease their stress, make the meat tender. It would be, you know, different amino acid picture in their meat. He goes, man, that would really be an awesome thing to get chiropractically adjusted steak, chiropractically adjusted food. He said, wow, that's cool. All right. But I didn't talk to him more about what chiropractic does, about how it's an immune system booster, about how it, you know, because I didn't really want to push all that. So this morning I talked to him. Guess what? He got his first shot last night. I thought he got it. No, he doesn't. You know, Dr. Amy was telling me today that there's 12 people, you know, that all of the anti-vaxxer stuff on the internet can be traced back to. And when you look at those 12 people, you know, none of them make a dollar off of a vaccine. None of them make any money off of vaccine, right? They're just out there to help provide information and tell us what is the most healthy thing. Or you can go to the CDC, who owns all kinds of drug patents, who owns all kinds of vaccines, who makes money off of vaccine revenue. Every time somebody gets a shot, the CDC makes money. You tell me, who do you want your information to come from? Somebody that's non-biased? Somebody like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You know, there's a DO that's logged thousands and thousands of hours looking for, you know, benefits of vaccine in PubMed. Somebody like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who started his, you know, current crusade because he was a marine time lawyer, you know, and he was looking at mercury in the water from industrial waste. And a bunch of mothers sat outside his door and said, if you're really worried about mercury and danger, he said, you should be worried about the stuff being injected into our kids in vaccinations. And that's how Robert F. Kennedy got started, you know, not because he just felt like, you know, oh my gosh, vaccine companies are bad. All right. So Dale Bigtree, you know, he was a producer for a show that was pro vaccine, that was pro Medica. And he did some of his own research and he was like, whoa. So now ICANN network is up. So what is animal chiropractic? Animal chiropractic is a very, very important thing for everybody to understand. It allows the body to heal itself. It allows the body to adapt to changes. You know, what kind of changes are we talking about? A virus in the environment is a change. Your body should respond. We've responded for 3,000 years to germs, okay? Why do we need all of this, you know? Yeah, no, keep your body healthy. Keep you healthy. And that's the most important thing in getting it to the bottom of this pandemic. Listen to some of the people that talk to you about how you are important. Yes, you know, Fauci says wear a mask because you are important. Well, you know what? Stimulate your immune system, diet, activity level, and chiropractic. Keep the nervous system free. So stimulate your animals, because now they're talking about how all these animals are carrying COVID, you know? No. Anyway, adjust your animals. Keep them adjusted. Keep you adjusted. Above, down, inside, out. That's how the body heals. No other way. Anything injected is against that. So have a great day. Bye.
Make sure to visit our website, allcreatureseveryspine.com, where you can subscribe to the show and learn more about getting your animals adjusted. If you're in the Meridian, Texas area, drop in on a Tuesday afternoon to get your animals adjusted. If that isn't possible, schedule a consultation on your animal's health with Dr. O. You can also purchase a copy of Dr. O's book, Yes, It's Really a Thing. Join us as Dr. O interviews a certified chiropractor, veterinarian, or an animal owner. These enthusiastic people explain how they utilize animal chiropractic to alter the lives of the animals in their communities.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Animal Chiropractic Clinic Chatter. Today, we're here with the gorgeous Miss Jessie. Brilliant, like always. Tell us about you.
Yeah. Hi there, everyone. My name's Jess. I practice in Watsonville, California, which is a little part in Santa Cruz, the Santa Cruz area. And I just graduated in March of 2020 from chiropractic school, jumped right into the ACEs program, and spent some time down in Texas, and came out of that experience ready to go, started my own practice. So I do see humans as well, and I see a lot of canines and a lot of equines. So that's kind of the majority of my practice right now.
So, yeah. All right. Why did Jess want to get started in animal chiropractic?
Oh, man. That goes back to, we have to ask like 5-year-old Jess why she wanted to get started in animal chiropractic, because that's where my story really started. I grew up around horses and dogs and I guess lots of animals, and I knew I wanted to make a difference in their life. And I, you know, was like, I'm going to be a veterinarian. And then my own life was so transformed by not just chiropractic, but the philosophy of chiropractic, that I knew I had to use this gift that had been given to me. And so that's really when I set out on my journey as a chiropractor. And then it was just such a bonus that these two things can be used for all spines. And so animal chiropractic was just, it was just the next step to fulfill that lifelong calling, if you will.
So for those that don't know, and I'm going to pretend like I don't know right now, chiropractic philosophy,
yeah.
How can that change your life?
Oof. I think because it changes the lens through which you see life and through which you value life. And so just for those who don't know, the chiropractic philosophy, it's actually quite simple. When we talk about it from here, if we talk about it from here, you know, we could fill hours, but the truth is that the philosophy of chiropractic acknowledges that the body's intelligent, and that it's this innate, inborn intelligence that governs the life within us. And as long as that intelligence is free of interference, that there's no neurological restriction happening in the body, then health happens. Then the body's able to do what it does best, which is be healthy and be wholesome. And, you know, from a chiropractic perspective, those neurological restrictions are in the spine, because the spine is the conduit for the central nervous system. The spine connects the spine holds the spinal cord, which is the connection of the brain to the body and the body to the brain. So that's that central conduit. So as soon as we work with that spine, we're working with the central nervous system, and the nervous system is what governs life in the body. So That's chiropractic philosophy, I think, in a nutshell right there.
All right. So tell me about your biggest win so far in animal chiropractic.
Okay. Yeah. So I was working, let's see, there was a 4-month-old Queensland heeler pup. His name's Red, okay? And he lives out on the ranch my dad lives on. And my dad called me the one day and he was really upset and he's like, something's up with Red. He's, you know, went to the vet and they said he's got this blockage in his intestines and it's going to be like $4,000 to have this surgery and his owner doesn't have the money. And, you know, would you just come see if you can help, you know? And I was like, absolutely. So I showed up and, you know, I explained to Red's owner our philosophy. And I said, I don't know necessarily what will change for Red, but what I do know is that when we reset the neurology, when we clear that system of interference, the body is capable of a level of healing that sometimes blows our mind. And let's just see what happens, you know? And so we adjusted Atlas and, you know, didn't want to over adjust because that system was dealing with a lot, but we needed to clear the subluxations. And in a couple days I rechecked him and he was so much better. And it was so great because his owner took him back to the vet and the vet scoped him again. And they're like, it's gone. Like the blockage is gone. And they're like, well, you know, sometimes these things happen. And it's like, yes, exactly. It can happen. And it's just giving the body the very best chance that it can to move that blockage, right? Like we reset the neurology in that GI track and yeah. So that was a pretty cool win.
Okay. Well, great. I hadn't heard that one, but I did hear about a win that you had.
What did you hear?
Well, so I heard you went on this mission trip. Your goal on this mission trip was you were in a third world country.
Yes.
And you were going to adjust a bunch of humans. And it was, you know, you were just providing chiropractic care for the human population. And that is really why you went down there. But I heard something happen. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So I did. I went with the wonderful Prana Foundation down to Costa Rica, which is an incredible country and just so alive and vibrant. And I went down to serve the people. And yeah, that was the intention, was to serve the people. And what ended up happening was, you know, the people down there just have these incredible hearts and they've all taken in multiple dogs. You know, there's always a story. I found this one on the side of the road or this one. And they have these massive hearts for animals. And what happened was I showed up and Dr. Mack had been putting out the word that I was an animal chiropractor and people's minds were blown. So I arrived, I think like 1 a.m. in the morning. And the next morning I was up and she had a patient for me waiting and I had to adjust. And his name was Lucas and he was this older guy. I think he was almost 14 and he just needed some help with his hips and with his overall movement. And we got him adjusted and then the word just spread like wildfire. And on my table, I didn't even need a table because what ended up happening is I just saw dogs all day long. People just lined up and they'd come and they'd have their one dog adjusted and they'd be like, I'm going to go get my other one. Okay. So they'd go and so it was I ended up being the most busy out of, I think, any of the other people on the trip because, you know, the power of chiropractic is demonstrated so beautifully and simply in animals. And so people just loved it. And yeah, that was a total win. You're so right.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought maybe. Yeah. That was one you'd forgot about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Word travels through the grapevine.
A small community. But we're going back in June, and what's beautiful is they are excited to get their dogs checked again, and hopefully we'll create that that pattern, that routine for that community. So
I firmly believe that I've always said, now you need to start adjusting some of the goats that are the food supply for the villages.
That's a really good one. Chickens.
We know that production goes up in food animals with chiropractic care. That's been proven in a couple studies recently that will be published soon. All these things will happen. And so reproduction rates go up and the females that are being adjusted, right. which will help, get more goats. People prefer to eat chiropractically adjusted meat over non-chiropractically adjusted meat. All kinds of cool stuff. Less feed consumption to get the same amount of meat on the table. Just huge stuff in food animals. So not just pets, but
right.
I think, and I guess one of my goals is to get an animal chiropractor on every one of these mission trips that goes out there. Because, I know there's several, not only the Prana Foundation that does these mission trips, which are great, but there's, six or seven other organizations that host these trips.
Yeah.
And my dream is to get a
that's awesome.
An animal chiropractor. Sorry. On these trips. And you did that without even knowing. So
you know what? It's funny you say that though, because I have this memory of standing in your kitchen and I was talking to Dr. Amy and she talked about Heifer International and wanting to create a service trip with them for animal chiropractic. And I actually think that may have been the subconscious seed planted in that moment that I didn't even consciously know was at play. And so thank you so much for sharing your dream. And I'm excited to totally be a part of that, Dr. O. Very honored.
Yeah. We never know what we say or do today. How many people that's going to help in the future.
Exactly.
So,
wow.
Anyway, cool.
That's so cool. Yeah. Very cool.
So how, what do you wish every animal owner in your local community knew about animal chiropractic?
Yeah. I think I would want them to understand that our animals experience stress and trauma in their lives just like humans do. And that as that builds over time, it can create these neurological locks in the system and these tension patterns that our animals experience. And over time, that builds into something that expresses with symptoms like lameness or, poor digestion or skin irritations, these different things that we see our animals experiencing finally. But if we can actually work with them sooner before that symptom expresses, that we actually can impact their quality of life in incredible ways. And that's really what chiropractic can offer is this. It's not a substitute for veterinary medicine by any means, but it actually is such a complement to that system, where we get to work with the body, work with the animal to just help keep them as healthy as possible and living the best life possible. And so, I want them to understand that that's possible for their animals, just like healing's possible within their own bodies too. So I think I'd go with that.
Yeah. And maybe you said it's not a replacement, but the chiropractic first, adjust first, drug second, cut third.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we can't replace. I mean, there are times, when you know, my son was in a coma because he got hit by a drunk driver, you know, he needed the drugs.
Yeah.
He needed surgery to help relieve the pressure on his brain. But he also needed that Atlas adjusted every day.
Exactly.
And it all worked well together.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it's really providing that body with the best opportunity to heal, right? Like, yes, he needed the assistance of the medical community, and we needed to help his body be able to utilize what the medical community is providing, right?
Right.
Because, you know, we had to make the soil fertile in that way. So.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or in some cases, like the soil fertile for healing, but also sometimes chiropractic makes the environment hostile for a virus. Would you agree?
I would say that it's a virus has a hard time being successful in a healthy host.
And so we are making a hostile environment for bacteria and viruses when we increase the communication between the brain, the nervous system, and the immune system. Because we know they're integrally connected. If one doesn't live without the other.
Yes.
And so, so yes, when we're healing, chiropractic will make a fertile environment. When we're trying to prevent, chiropractic will make a hostile environment.
Fair enough.
Okay. All right. What else? So Animal, you just started your new practice. How has, as a new graduate, how has the inclusion of animal chiropractic helped your practice get off the ground?
I'd say a couple ways. The first is like, it's so interesting watching people. When you say you're a chiropractor, people can have a lot of different responses, right? Mm-hmm. But you say, I'm a human and animal chiropractor, you've got a window. People are like, what? Animal chiropractic exists? And what is that? You know, and they immediately, there's like a different level of openness there. So it's interesting because animal chiropractic has actually almost shifted the dialogue that I'm having with prospective human patients, as well as then, you know, their loved ones that they might want to be, you know, have seen as well. So that's kind of an interesting thing I've noticed. And I think the other profound difference that animal chiropractic has made is, again, simplifying the philosophy for me. Because when you work with animals and you adjust them, they have a different relationship to their minds. There's just not the psychology wrapped around pain. It's a different priority for them in their survival hierarchy. And so they respond so well to the adjustment that it keeps it so simple. And with humans, when I work on human patients, I can get wrapped up in, you know, who's before me and how long they've had their pain and like really wanting to impact their life. And it can be challenging for me. And so I've watched actually my human patient interactions improve just because of having animal chiropractic and seeing really how simple, if we keep it, my dear mentor, Dr. Jarvis always says, the higher the truth, the simpler it is. And we have a really high truth with chiropractic and it's very simple. So, yeah.
So your first reason for that has helped you. I love the second reason, but the first reason is the title of my book. Yes, it's really a thing.
It's true. It is the title of your book. I have that book.
Yes. And now you know why it's titled that. You know? I mean, I can't tell you how many times, you know, I've been wearing clothing that says animal chiropractic, you know, at the convenience store. And people will be like, is that a thing even, you know?
Yep.
And you're like, yeah, it is. And so that's why one of my, I guess, goals that I didn't know is to promote animal chiropractic. And it's, and through, we can't do it by ourselves. And so that's why we started the school.
Yeah.
Because we need more Dr. Jesses that aren't afraid to talk to people about animal chiropractic,
yeah,
even in Costa Rica, which is not a third world country. Somebody's going to hear that and say, Costa Rica is not a third world country. It's a,
yeah,
but you, where you were was more underdeveloped. So
we were in a more coastal area, but, yeah, definitely. There's, there's different experiences of poverty there than the experience of poverty here in the United States. Both have differing parts of that spectrum, but
different parts. Yeah. So anyway, we need to get that out there. Anyway, so any parting words of wisdom before we end here, for people that are considering animal chiropractic, either as a profession or for their animal?
Yeah, I would say for those who are considering animal chiropractic as part of their profession or adding that to their toolbox, I would say that for anyone who works with animals, you'll know that you cannot work with an animal without watching your own life be impacted massively. And so you, like, don't wait, just really truly add it, because you'll watch your life, you'll watch the environment around you respond in massive ways, because you have such a gift to offer at that point, and you'll watch your own life transform as a result too. And so I'd say that if it's on your heart, that's because it's there for a reason, and you got to listen to that wisdom that's presenting itself and listen to it. So do it. For those who are, the animal owners out there that are thinking about getting their four-legged loved one under care, I would say there's no way it doesn't help. It's that great. If you're taking your dog to someone and your animal to someone who is trained and is philosophically sound, there's no way it doesn't help, because the intelligence of the body will inherently just have a more, I want to say the intelligence is always there and always working, but the communication of the body and the brain will be even more clear. And so that's huge for health. That's huge for quality of life. So don't wait.
And just for anybody that doesn't know, allcreaturesEveryspine.com is our clinic website. And we do have links on the clinic website on how to find a certified, principled, high philosophical chiropractor in your area. So
there you go.
One of our graduates. So thank you so much. What about the investment as a professional? It's kind of costs a little bit of money to become an animal chiropractor.
Yes, definitely. The return is beyond any numerical value. And I'm still paying off. I still will. And it's just like, but my life is abundant, and no number that's written on somebody's, database will ever change that. And so I think that if you can find a way, not to money can certainly be, a barrier that people need to overcome. But if there's a way that you can find support or find financing in some way to make it happen, scholarships, things like that, then do it. And know that the return will be incalculable.
Tony Seymour. All right. All right. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you for spending this time with us.
Absolutely.
And for all of those listening, until the next episode, keep it flowing above, down, inside out. get adjusted, remove your nervous system interference. Have a good day.
If you are or know a veterinarian or chiropractor, or a student of either of these professions, visit our website, Animal Chiropractic Education Source, to see how to become certified in animal chiropractic. Start improving the lives of the animals around you. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to the ACES channels so that you never miss an exciting episode.